This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. USA Today reporter Jack Kelly was known for his remarkable stories, often splashed across page one. He wrote a gripping eyewitness account of a suicide bombing in Jerusalem. He reported on joining intelligence agents hunting for Osama bin Laden. He interviewed suspected Al-Qaeda terrorists in remote reaches of Pakistan. Trouble is, according to an internal USA Today investigation, those stories weren't true. A team of reporters combed through hundreds of Jack Kelly's reports. The paper now says eight major stories were largely fabricated. Others were seriously exaggerated or used plagiarized material. Jack Kelly resigned in January. He told the investigators, "I've never fabricated or plagiarized anything." John Siegenthaler is one of three veteran journalists who oversaw the investigation. He was the founding editorial director of USA Today, and he says there were indications for some time that something was amiss.
It might have been a letter from someone overseas who had some skepticism or doubt about it. It might have been someone who was involved in the story who had complained about it. It might have been a story that his peers had raised questions about, but it had been ignored.
One of those stories that your team discovered to have been fabricated was about a woman who Jack Kelly reported had died while fleeing Cuba by boat, and she ended up alive and well and living in Florida, I believe.
She is alive and well and happy and married and soon will have a baby. And it was a terrible thing to misrepresent her in that way.
You mentioned earlier a whole string of flags that seem to have been raised over the years, questions from other readers, questions from fellow reporters. If so many people had questions about Jack Kelly's work, why did it take this long for it to be investigated?
Bill Hilliard and Bill Kovich, my colleagues in this project, and I spent more than 20 hours face-to-face with Jack Kelly, and I will tell you, he is very believable. His words have the ring of credibility, and there were people who at USA Today who looked at his stories in the past and found that they checked out. And, you know, when you have someone who is that cunning and so clever, it's not easy for those who looked at him in the past, nor was it simple for us, to nail down where truth emerged and what was false.
When the Jason Blair scandal hit the New York Times last year, that took down not just Jason Blair, it also took down the executive editor of the New York Times, the managing editor of the New York Times. Do you think there's broader culpability at USA Today for what happened over the years with this reporter?
You know, I said to the staff the other day that it was not our job to point fingers. Our role will be to evaluate what happened and make recommendations to the publisher of the newspaper, Craig Moon, and it will be his responsibility to determine ultimately whether there is that culpability you ask about.
Do you think it's safe to say that for every Jack Kelly who's creating amazing stories, too good to be true, there is also an editor or two who really wants an amazing story on page one and might not be too interested in looking too deeply to figure out what's behind it?
I think it's true that there are editors who want sensational stories on page one. I don't know a single editor worth his or her salt who wants a story on page one bad enough to blink at the sort of abuses we have now found, if indeed it is possible to find them out. And I know that there are editors who, at this paper and elsewhere, who are feeling deep pain over their failure.
I wonder if you think that for readers who would like to have some confidence in what they're reading in the daily newspaper, is there anything you can say beyond if someone wants to perpetrate an elaborate hoax, chances are good that they'll be able to do it?
I look at what's happened in corporate America, in medicine, in accounting, in law, the abuses. My colleagues and I have not found anything self-corrective in any of those areas that can match what is being done inside journalism. These are incredible situations, but the American news media, I think, remains credible because it has dealt with them and has sought to effectively deal with them.
John Siegenthaler, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Melissa, very much.
John Siegenthaler is one of the journalists overseeing the investigation into the work of USA Today reporter Jack Kelly.